huge. It's massive. It's the biggest amount of capital funding that we've ever seen in our history coming in here to Donegal. It's a very ambitious plan, and I think the members will acknowledge a huge investment by government right across the board in roads and in housing, but in many other areas. And the whole area of tourism, there's some projects that are going to be changed Donegal in a very positive way going forward. So many good developments, the piers and harbours, the Brexit adjustment funding is very, very significant. There have been a lot of work happening over the last number of years, and I think the council, in fairness, the members have stepped up to the plate here, and I'm delighted the executive is so upbeat and confident as well. I suppose the challenge we have now is to oversee and deliver the projects, but thankfully we have so many announcements recently that is going to put Donegal in a really good place, and I don't think we've been in as good a place for a long, long time.
Obviously, out of the projects to be funded over that period, we know about, we've spoken about, we're talking projects in Dunree, we're talking about major infrastructural projects and roads and that right across the county. They're all well rehearsed, but the difference between talking about them and actually putting shovels in the ground and putting diggers on the roads is huge, and your hope is that this will mean real work taking place sooner rather than later.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt about that. I mean, we're seeing huge investment in so many different areas. The URDF funding for Letterkenny is over 18 million. You've, in the last number of weeks, the guts of 8 million being allocated to somewhere like Remelton. We see huge plans for Rathmullen. We see the pier in Rathmullen, almost 4 million euro with the Dunree project. I mean, there's massive investment. And we see what the work going on in Errigal Mountain. There's a huge success as well. We've seen huge work that's going to make a huge difference. The whole area of enterprise and employment is a big part of it as well. So I think as a council, we've been very innovative right across the board. And a lot of the projects that the members have been working on for a long, long time are now coming to fruition. We've seen huge investments through active travel. We've seen it in the greenways and walkways and all the recreational work that we've seen undertaken over the last number of years. And I think this is all paying dividend. But it doesn't happen easily. An awful lot of work goes on behind the scenes to get the application to government, and I think to be fair, to give credit where it's due, our own Minister Charlie McConlogue, being at Cabinet, is making a significant improvement for the investment we've seen in Donegal, and I think the investment is, as I say, the biggest that we've ever seen in the history of Donegal.